Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, was sagt das Meister Scheini, Perik Aleph Mishne Zayin, Ein Leuchem Avodim, Ushwachais, Ukarkois, Ubehemet Mei, mit Mei Meister Scheini. I can't buy Avodim and Shvachais, I can't buy land, I can't buy a Behemet Meia with my Meister Scheini money, because it's not food. The Torah says, Babakar Betzayin, V'achalta Sham. V'im Lokach, what if he does? And the seller is not here to be able to return the money to him. Zakt the Mishnah, Yoichel Kenegdan. The person that purchased this has to buy food with the same value of what he gave to purchase. What's on the list over here? And he has to eat that food with the Kiddush of Maaser Sheni. So if the one he bought it from is here, give it back to him and take back the money. But if he's not here, what should I do? I bought karka. I wasn't supposed to. What should I do now? The one I bought it from is not here. So I have to take my own money, whatever the value, let's say, of that karka was, purchase food and eat it in Yerushalayim with the Kiddush of Maaser Sheni. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. A person that is Tameh with the Tumah of Zav, or a woman that has the Tumah of Ziva, they have to bring a pair of birds, Tairim or Bnei Yayin, one for a carbon oila, one for a carbon chatas. Also a Yaldas, woman that had a baby, when she finishes her days of Tahara, the next day after the 40 days for a Zachar, or the 80 days of a Nekeva, like you learned in Pashas Tazria, she has to bring a Keves la'oila, a lamb for a carbon oila, and she has to bring either a ben yoina or a tar for a chatas. If she's poor and she can't afford a keves, a lamb, so she brings a pair of birds, shtei tarim or shnei ben yoina, one for an oila, one for a chatas. So these are karbanais that these people have to bring. The rule is whenever you have a karban that you have to bring, you have a chiyuv to bring, you can't use meiser money to pay for it. Therefore, zakt the Mishnah, Ein mevi'im kinei zavis, v'kinei yaldais, the pairs of birds. The shnei tarim or shnei b'nei yayna, one for a chatas, one for an oila that a zav or a ziva brings. Or the poor yaldas that can't afford the keves and also brings a pair of birds. For that matter, chatois if someone is chayev karbon chatas. V'asham esar is chayev karbon asham, because neither a chatas or an asham can you donate. You can't decide one morning you're donating a chatas. You can donate a karbon shlamim. There are other karbanas you can donate, but not a chatas, not a asha. If a person did an aveira, he has to bring a karban chatas, if it's that type of an aveira. There are certain aveiras you have to bring a karban asham for. So you can't bring these things mitmei maaser sheni from your maaser sheni money. Once you're obligated to bring it, it has to come from your own money. So here too, v'chein, imhevi, what if he does bring these karbanas of maaser sheni money? Zakta Mishnah, yechol kenegda. Then you have to take that same amount of money, purchase food, and eat it according to the rules of Maaser Sheni, Zehaklal. This is the rule. Kal, anything that you buy, Shehu chutz l'achilu l'shiyo l'sicha mitmei Maaser Sheni, that doesn't fall into this category of eating, drinking, or rubbing it into your skin with Maaser Sheni money, Yoichal kenegdai. This is a knas that the Chachamim gave. You have to buy food for that same amount of money and eat it with the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. So chazing over a Mishnah, you cannot purchase avadim, shvachais, karkais, land, a behemet mei from the money of Maaser Sheni. You can only purchase things that are used for food. If he does buy these things, and the person is not here that he bought it from, so I can't just give it back. So as a knas, he has to take the equal value of money. Let's say he spent 10 dinarim on karka, he has to take 10 dinarim from his own chulin money, not Maaser Sheni money, and use it to buy food that he's going to eat in Yerushalayim. We also said any carbon that you're obligated to bring has to come from chulin money, regular money, and if you purchase carbonis that you have to bring with Maaser Sheni money, here too as a penalty, you have to take the same amount of money, buy food, and eat it in Yerushalayim according to the halachais of Maaser Sheni.